Ohio lawmakers are considering a long-debated bill that would roll back concealed carry gun permit and training regulations. Some states have already passed similar controversial laws, while others have gone in the opposite direction to tighten gun sale, permit, and background check laws. Gun regulations across the country are a patchwork, and following the differences between state and federal laws can be confusing. We were curious about just what Ohio gun laws do and don't allow. For WYSO News, we sent Community Voices producer Jason Reynolds to investigate.
I'm at the Mad River Armory and Range in Springfield. The facility has two shooting ranges, and there's a handful of people on each, taking target practice, using a wide variety of firearms. Mad River is also a gun store. Owner Skip McGee is standing in front of a glass case full of handguns and explaining the process for purchasing a gun.
First off, we make sure it's the proper firearm for you. Then we have to actually do the purchase.
And purchasing a firearm at a store in America requires submitting to a federal background check. Under the law, background checks must come back in 3 business days. But McGee says buying a gun can take as little as 20 minutes.
Which I think is fair. You know, I've only had one gun that went past date in 3 years.
But there's a catch, he says. If the federal system fails to process a background check within 3 business days, the sale can still legally go through. That led to a strange situation the one time a background check didn't come back within 3 days at Mad River.
The guy come in to pick the weapon up. He's standing here to get it. We're back there getting it.
That's when the phone rang.
And the FBI said, nope, where's the gun at?
If that call had come in just a little later, the gun could have ended up in the wrong hands. The government will step in and stop a sale for a number of reasons. The federal background check form asked a host of questions, including whether a buyer has been convicted of certain crimes, has a restraining order against them, or has a history of drug addiction or mental illness. But it's also pretty easy to avoid a background check and still legally buy a gun. There are different rules depending on whether the gun is sold by a licensed dealer, like McGee, or if it's sold by a private owner, such as at a gun show.
I do not do gun shows, okay?
Why not?
There's a lot of improper sales maybe happening. They're not improper because it is legal in the state of Ohio, okay, to sell a firearm to another citizen of Ohio, as long as you know that they don't have any kind of felony or not prohibited by law of owning a firearm.
That's a critical distinction. Federally licensed dealers such as McGee would have to run a background check on a buyer, but a private owner who rents a booth doesn't. Many advocates say inconsistent background check rules are a problem. Toby Hoover founded the Ohio Coalition Against Gun Violence in the 1990s. Via Skype, she says a lot of people are unaware of how easy it is to avoid a background check, be it at a gun show or on the street.
They're counting on background checks and the government to make sure that this is supposedly a good guy, so therefore he can have a gun. Some of those dealers are at gun shows, but there's also the guy right next to him with a table that says you don't need a background check here. If you are a person that knows you wouldn't pass, guess which table you're going to go to.
Hoover says she'd like to see Ohio tighten other gun regulations and make gun owners more responsible for their firearms through things like licensing and registration. On the opposite end of the debate is Dean Reek, who also spoke to us on Skype. He's the executive director of the Buckeye Firearms Association, a pro-gun group. He wants more gun sales to follow this pattern.
I have a mower that I want to get rid of, so I'll probably post that somewhere. If someone's interested, I'll give them the mower, they'll give me money, and that's it. The same thing with firearms.
Buckeye Firearms would also like to roll back concealed carry laws. Right now, Ohioans who want to carry a concealed weapon have to take classes and be licensed. But that's only if the person wants to carry a concealed firearm. Ohio is an open carry state, which means a person who can legally own a gun in Ohio is legally allowed to walk down the street with it. They just can't hide it.
But if I take my shirt and I cover up that gun, now suddenly I have to do training and I have to go through all the hoops in order to put my shirt over that gun. That makes no sense.
Back at Springfield's Mad River Armory and Range, owner Skip McGee says he knows the country is divided on gun issues, but he's hopeful that people can work together to keep guns out of the hands of the wrong people while still protecting the Second Amendment.
You can have a conversation over firearms and maintain some civility with each other, respect. You mean have some open dialogue? You know, learn what the concerns are with the other people without screaming over top everybody?
McGee admits that sort of conversation would require listening. Something perhaps all too rare in today's gun debate. For WYSO News, I'm Community Voices producer Jason Reynolds.